The Book of Jude, Chapter 1. Jude, a slave of Jesus Christ and brother of James to the called, who have been loved in God the Father and have been kept in Jesus Christ, mercy to you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, while I was giving all diligence to write to you of our common salvation, I was constrained to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. For some men have infiltrated you. They were written about long ago to this condemnation, ungodly men, changing the grace of our God into sexual immorality and denying our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now I desire to put you in remembrance, though you have once and for all known this, that Jesus, having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe, and angels who did not keep their own principality but left their proper habitation, he is kept in everlasting bonds under darkness to the judgment of the great day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, which committed sexual immorality and homosexuality, as do these men, are set forth as an example, serving a penalty of eternal fire. Yet likewise these men also in their dreamings defile the flesh, and set at nothing dominion and rail at dignities. But Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil he disputed about the body of Moses, did not dare bring against him a railing judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these men rail at whatever things they don't know, and what they understand naturally, like the creatures without reason, in these things they are destroyed. Woe to them! For they went in the way of Cain, and ran riotously in the error of Balaam for wages, and perished in the opposing of Korah. These men are the ones who are hidden rocks in your love feasts when they feast with you without fear, shepherding themselves. Clouds without water, carried along by winds, autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, wild waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars for whom the blackness of darkness has been reserved forever. And to these men also Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, "Look, the Lord came with tens of thousands of his holy ones, to execute judgment on all, and to convict every soul of all their works of ungodliness which they have done in an ungodly manner, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." These men are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own desires, and their mouth speaks great swelling words, sweet talking so they can take advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which have been spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they said to you in the last time there will be mockers, walking after their own ungodly desires. These men are the ones who make separations, sensual, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. And on some have mercy who are in doubt, and some save, snatching them out of the fire. And on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now to him who is able to guard you from stumbling, and to set you before the presence of his glory without blemish and exceeding joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion and power before all the age and now, and to all the ages. Amen.